Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is time for Big Schedule Overreaction. Your chance to bitch is right now. 402-951-1620. Call us on the 42 Degrees The Source by your Bob's House hotline. Or tweet at us at... No, we're not going to use the BR Overreaction.
Just I have it open if you want to.
At USC1620.
I'm going to say tweet me.
But we know the schedules for the next 2 years, and we have a little bit of the insight into the process.
Oh, we do?
Yes, because remember, all of this was leaked ahead of time. So we now have the full rights up, the full write-ups of what is going down, why they did this, what they're trying to accomplish.
Jordan says we're screwed in 2025. Is Matt Rhule on the hot seat in two seasons?
Is that worried about you and I?
402-951-1620.
There is one problem I have with the graphic that Scott tweeted out, which I assume is the official Big Ten graphic. Why did they stack it backwards?
Yeah, it's weird.
2024 should be at top, 2025 should be at bottom.
John, if you actually go check your email from Keith Mann, we have the graphics if you'd like to tweet them out. We have a bunch of clean graphics via Keith Mann in the Equitable Bank inbox right now. There's three graphics in here. There's 2024, 2025, and 2024 and 2025 two-play opponents.
Oh,
have
look
you
at that.
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this, John? Under the new Flex Protect Plus scheduling model.
Oh, God. When it adds the word plus in it, you know you've got some
big shoes. Schools have two play opponents that will be played both home and away in 2024 and 2025, including protected opponents that will be played annually beyond the 2025 season. John, would you like to know who the two play opponents are for Nebraska?
Sure. Why not? As I'm building this graphic real quick.
So are you even listening to me then?
I'm listening, Josh.
Man. Is it up to me to listen or is it up to the people?
Well, I mean,
go
we're
for
trying
it.
To have a little
hashtag
discourse.
Big go Ten football 24.
I'll catch up to you.
Minnesota and UCLA. Minnesota and UCLA. Those are the two. What's the phrasing that we're using here? I already closed the graphic.
Life down. Plus.
Two-play opponents. There you go. How about that? Two-play opponents.
So what they're doing is a hybrid of the pod system.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. Meanwhile, other schools in this two-play.
And here's the graph. For those of you watching along, you can see for yourself. But yes, Nebraska has the two-play opponents, Iowa, Minnesota, UCLA. Is that what you said, right? That is what you said.
I just said Minnesota and UCLA. I didn't mention Iowa.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. But these are... it's Flex Protect Plus, the two-play opponents, then plus your protected rival,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is Iowa. Because Iowa's the protected rival. See, isn't this fun and not confusing at all?
I think it's very normal. I think it's
very normal. Very normal.
Very cool. Very legal.
Meanwhile, Iowa is the only school that has three protected rivalries. Minnesota, Nebraska, Wisconsin.
Mm.
You have one,
big
two,
shoes.
Three,
big shoes.
Four, five schools have two protected rivals each. Northwestern Purdue for Illinois. Michigan State, Ohio State for Michigan. Iowa and Wisconsin for Minnesota. Illinois and Indiana for Purdue, and Iowa, Minnesota for Wisconsin. And then everybody else has one protected game. Penn State does not have a protected game.
No protected game, but they have the living plus games of Michigan State,
the living
Rutgers,
plus.
And USC.
Big shoes.
That's what I'm going to call it. This is the living plus schedule.
Now, they say, and I know this because the story's already out from The Athletic, they say they believe that they can rotate through the schedule so that everyone gets to play everybody else at least once every 2 years.
That's what I said in the crossover.
That's what they say.
That's what I said in the crossover. They can do. That's so fun. That's the Living Plus model?
Yeah.
Cool. Why did schools support this model? This model preserves the most important rivals for each school, a key priority for all. The games that need to be played annually will be played annually, and it helps current Big Ten schools avoid scenarios where they have to make two separate trips to the West Coast. So seemingly, and I'd have to look through the schedule, you know, over and over and over here, but seemingly, I'm guessing, like, let's see, that USC and UCLA will probably not have the same teams visiting LA the same seasons. Like, Nebraska won't have to go out to USC and UCLA in the same year. Rutgers won't have to go out to USC and UCLA in the same year. They're going to try to avoid those types of situations. So the travel.
Well, hopefully they got a hell of a computer program that can help them pump all this crap.
I'm sure they do, John. Computers are fun.
So.
Yeah. Fun.
They were asked, Kerry Kenny, who is the basically the number two there at the old Big Ten, was asked about why end division play. Kenny said, what quickly became apparent was that the decision to go to no divisions gives you the opportunity to play each other more. It gives you the opportunity, if you're a four-year student athlete at one of our institutions, to play in every single Big Ten venue during your career.
If you don't transfer. Did he add that caveat?
Which they should have, because to me, that means nothing. Yeah. Because anymore, you know, you're talking about like walk-ons, about the only people that are going to last 4 years at the same school. So I don't.
You could say that for fans, though, right? Fans want to see all four schools or all schools within two or three years? I know
If they're traveling.
No, I think just in general. I think you want to see what's the point of being in a conference if you don't get to see everybody in a short amount of time.
Sure, I suppose.
That's how I operate as a fan.
And then Kerry Kenny said, and in this new expanded format, CFP format, it allows you to really put your best foot forward and have a championship game with your two best teams. Allegedly. Again, that's not a guarantee. He can't and nobody can guarantee that.
He didn't say it was a guarantee, though, right?
He said, and have a championship. It allows you to really put your best foot forward and have a championship game with your two best teams. It's not a guarantee, but it's one notch below Joe Namath. That's what it is. You can smile all you
no,
want,
I just,
but
I
it's true.
I just, we it's, are apparently you and I are never going to agree on this. I think that the championship game will have better matchups than it has had over the last 5-6 years. I feel like that's an
and
arguable,
that
but
does that should for and especially for a game that a lot of people would just assume get rid of and add an extra round of playoffs. We're sure putting a lot of eggs in that basket, but I get why, because
yeah, they make money from it.
The conferences make money off of it.
Exactly.
Quote, we're confident that with the 9-game Big Ten schedule, the winner of that game would be in position to receive one of those first round byes. And the team competing in that Big Ten championship game would be in position to host the game on campus. Hopefully we'd get a couple more teams in position for those at-large bids as well. Now remember, everybody is basically going to a formula, not exactly like this, but everyone's trying to game the system right now. So
correct.
At the end of the day, you know, the SEC is probably still going to get more teams in the playoff than the Big Ten, who might get more than the ACC, who might get more than the Big Ten.
I actually think those two, the top two, I think are going to get similar teams. It's the other conferences that are going to struggle. By the way, have you seen the Ohio State Living Plus schedule?
So
they got Michigan, obviously. You know who the other two schools are? They're Illinois and Northwestern.
Yep.
Wow, that's pretty fun. Good for them.
Yeah, if you're watching along, we got the graphic, the Living Plus two play opponents, Illinois, Northwestern, and of course the protected rivalry of Michigan.
A couple of comments and tweets and texts that I would like to read. We'll begin with this one from Adam, which is going to lead into a tweet that I saw a few minutes ago from Mike Schaefer. Okay. Adam texts in, good or bad, I think NU only having one protected rival means NU will continue to get the gauntlet of Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State, and now USC on a regular basis. The good is that NU's brand is still strong, so these matchups matter for TV. The bad is NU will have to play these games. Schaefer pointed out within the last few minutes, Nebraska having a single protected matchup relative to almost all of its Big Ten West, RIP, peers will once again result in matchups against elite teams that the Huskers are more likely to get than others because they've got more schedule to fill. And as I signed the petition earlier, I'm not going to complain about it. But, I mean, there is truth to that, right? Iowa has Minnesota, Nebraska, and Wisconsin locked in every year. Illinois has Northwestern and Purdue locked in every year. Minnesota has Iowa and Wisconsin locked in every year. Purdue has Illinois and Indiana. Wisconsin has Iowa and Minnesota. Thus, those schools need 7 or 6 games to fill every season, whereas Nebraska is going to need 6 opponents filled every season. Now, that does discount the Living Plus model, because that's over the next 2 years, Nebraska will always play Iowa, Minnesota, and UCLA. But then after that, it's going to change up a little bit. So, yeah.
And again, that was another one of my oppositions to this whole thing altogether, is it does allow for the potential for more tomfoolery or shenanigans with the schedule. Whereas if you have something set every year that has a pattern like the NFL, like Major League Baseball, like the NBA, you know that over the course of every 4 years, you and your division rivals would all play the exact same schedule over the course of 4 years. With this, it's going to be a little hodgepodge.
And you know what? That's why I feel like I'm not as upset about you or about this as you are, because Shangping Appreciation Club says something I think spot on. This schedule system is very exciting. I look forward to it being in place for like 4 years until everything is blown up again. I'm not going to get upset about this because they're going to change it again. You know, like, I don't know, man. They just constantly do this. To me, it's not that big of a deal because they're going to do something different again. Katie says the message boards are already complaining about the schedule, and you should want to play these big games every year. You're either as a big boy or you're Rutgers. Don't be Rutgers. Look, I'm with him, man. I don't get the whole complaining about how tougher or, you know, whatever the schedule is. You want to play the good teams.
I'm trying to make this argument without making it sound like I'm complaining for Nebraska's sake that their schedule is too hard. But this, again, is another fallacy of the one division alignment. You will have scenarios, you will have them, where there will have to be ties broken, whether it's for first place or second
place. Yeah, but forget about
place.
The conference title. Right now we're just talking about bitching about how tough the schedule
right.
is perceived
but,
to
but,
be.
But where you're going to have teams that are going to play dramatically imbalanced schedules, and you're not going to be able to fully execute tiebreakers. Like, for example, when you're in the NFL, if you're in the NFC West, the first tiebreaker is, how did you do against the other team? You played 2 games a year. If you split the 2 games, the next one is, how did you do against the division? It's very structured, it's very sound, and it's foolproof. And yes, while the last tiebreaker is coin flip, we've never had to get there before. With this, it's going to be an oddball, because you're going to have ties between teams where the common opponents aren't going to be as easily identified.
But again, I get that you don't like that. That's not what Katie was talking about. Like,
I know.
People want to, like, I feel like we can have all these discussions, though. We don't have to just keep going back to the conference championship game over and over and over.
But that's why this is being done.
I know, but John, but like, I want to discuss this.
Go ahead.
I mean, I'm trying to.
Well, go for it.
I think it's stupid to bitch about how tough the schedule is. Don't you want to play these good teams? When Nebraska joined the Big Ten, we celebrated
sure.
that they would get to play Ohio State, Michigan.
But this schedule's not that
insane.
No, it's not. And I'm not saying it is either. But over the course of X years, wouldn't you like there to be balance for all teams over the course of time?
Of course I would. Of course
and
I would.
That's what you should
but
be
John,
striving for. That should be the number one thing you strive
but here's
for.
Why that is impossible.
Because we're making
is
things
too,
more
no, because it's too big of a conference. That's but I can't complain about step one. We're at step 20. The conference shouldn't be 16 teams. There shouldn't be 16 team leagues.
Right.
But if I were to complain about that, then I can't ever have any other discussion, because I would always go back to step one. Like, that's not fun to me, though. I've made peace that college football is stupid. I just have. You have to get to this spot.
But you can also strive for something smart.
Sure, but I don't see. But and that's where you
thing.
And I will disagree. I don't think that this is that dumb. It's silly, sure. Having a goofy, rotating Living Plus schedule, it's odd. But this isn't like, they're not just flipping coins and saying, who's Nebraska playing this year? Oh, it's USC because it landed on
no,
heads.
I'm not, and I'm not saying
over
that either.
Over the course
either.
Of 4 years, they're going to play everybody. Some years, the schedule will probably be a little tougher. But other years, Iowa's going to have a tough schedule because they're going to rotate through everybody.
Right, but again, it's just, yeah. That's the one problem with these types of conversations is there's just so many different permutations that you can go through. And it's hard sometimes to explain. We never have these issues in the NFL.
No, because the NFL
has
normal.
A structure.
It's normal.
And it's normal.
But that's not, John, when you have unwieldy, stupid 14 and now 16 team conferences, it's impossible to have anything.
No, it's not. Because if you go back to divisions, you have a structure. You have formula.
But,
and it's there.
But John,
and you will have good games. I know some people want to believe that you'll never get good games. You'll never. No, that's poppycock. That's garbage. That's a lie. That's not true. You'll still get good games with divisions. You just will.
Yes, no, I'm not. No one's arguing that. We're having way too many discussions right now. And for you, it always goes back to the conference championship game thing.
But that's why this is being done.
I know, but there's too many. We can't always go back to that. We have to discuss the other stuff about it, too. We can't just keep going back to the conference title game. It sucks. I know. There's other stuff, though.
Like?
I give you examples, but we always go back to the conference title game.
Yeah, but I think we agree on the other things, though. That's the point.
Oh, well, I mean, then say I agree with you. Don't just be like, but the conference title game.
But that is why they are doing this.
I know, but we can still discuss
and
the other
stuff.
And it
is short-sighted. And maybe I shouldn't be surprised. Because
that's
this
why
is
I'm
so such a short-sighted sport.
But John,
every opportunity you get to actually do something intelligent and logical and consistent and smart, and these people who are supposedly so educated always zig when they should have zagged.
Again, are you surprised by anything, though? Like, that's maybe
no,
I just made
I'm
peace
not
with
surprised.
This. Maybe that's, you just got to make peace with it. I've made peace with this.
Yes! Big Ten, you're stupid!
There you go. There you go. I mean, John, it helps go through life if you just assume that everyone is a moron. It really does. It makes everything easier. And maybe that's super nihilistic, but maybe you'll get happier.
Like, I'm happy.
I mean, seriously. I'm happy. I'm fine.
I don't care.
I just.
I'm not worried about this perceived toughness.
Well, yeah, no, like,
of
thank
this
you.
Schedule.
Because, like Josh says, excited for the 4-way tie for second place, especially when none of those teams will have played each other or have a comparable schedule. I look at that and say that's funny. I don't view that and say this is a bummer. I view that and say hilarious. Sign me up.
No,
for
it is.
I
it's
can't
hilarious.
Wait to watch everyone lose their mind over it because I'm just going to sit here watching everything burn down because it's not going to bother me.
But you know what? But the problem is when you root for chaos, the reason you root for chaos is because ultimately you don't care about the end result.
And you know what? That is probably a big part of this. Because Dave says, I'll own it. And he's a Nebraska fan, obviously. I want Nebraska to win as many games as possible. Playing an easier schedule in the Big Ten West, Big 12 North, or Big 8 increases the odds of that happening. 9-3 is better than 5-7. There is definitely a part of me that I am detached from that line of thinking right now. And I will own that. I will own it in saying I don't view this through the prism of Nebraska needs to be at its best. I don't view it through that prism, and I will admit that. And that's I can say, you know, that I can't get mad about those things because I just don't allow myself.
Anymore. And again, I'm not even looking at this through a Nebraska prism. I'm just looking at this through what makes sense, what's logical, what is sound, and what works mathematically. And yes, while they may have some whiz-bang computer program that's going to guarantee everyone's going to play everybody in a two-year span, still, over time, it's going to be imbalanced. It has to be because you have these wonky number of
protected games. Because you have one school
that has zero.
You have one school that has zero, Penn State.
One school that has three.
One school that has three.
Five that have two, and everyone else has one.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's where, again... From that perspective, and we got, if by the way, I built the graphics.
Oh.
Very attractive graphics.
You did a great, this
might
be
my
your best,
artwork,
this is your
by
best
the
work.
Way. Yeah, it is. It's really good artwork. But we've got the 24 schedule up for you. We'll post the 25 schedule, and we'll discuss further. And if you have comments.
Yeah, we're the ones that are doing the overreactions. We need other overreactions.
We want your overreactions.
Yeah, not just us.
Your overreactions, because it's Big Ten schedule overreaction. And don't forget the hashtag, friends. Hashtag B1GFootball 24 and 25.
God, that's what we should be making fun of more. That's such a bad hashtag.
It's a bad hashtag.
It's a bad hashtag. We all agree on that.
Well, no, our graphic says hashtag great hashtag, bro.
Brian says, Josh is so irony poisoned, he doesn't even understand how important the integrity of the Big Ten Conference Championship is to college football. This nation, hell, the very nature of man's existence. I will own up to that. I'm just here to laugh at things. Irony poisoned. Also, I made a graphic too, John. What do you think about this?
Post that.
All right, I will.
For a half century, the 112th and Dodge location has been a trusted friend for Chevrolet cars, trucks, SUVs, and service. You know, 50 years ago, there was only 10 teams in the Big Ten Conference. But now, 112th and Dodge is the home of the Woodhouse Auto family, introducing Woodhouse Chevy Omaha. It's a legacy location to help you find new roads into your next Chevy, whether it's the dependable and tough Chevy Silverado, the full lineup of family-friendly SUVs from Suburban, Tahoe, Traverse, Equinox, Blazer, Trailblazer, and more. You can find what you are looking for. And right now, you can receive $6,000 off MSRP on new in-stock 2023 Chevy Silverado 1500s by visiting Woodhouse Chevy at 112th and Dodge or visiting their Mo Valley location just off I-29, exit 75. Or if you want to see everything online and maybe schedule a test drive at your convenience, go to their website, woodhouse.com. It's about making the car buying experience easy and stress-free. It's Woodhouse. Experience the Woodhouse Chevy difference today. Woodhouse.com with approved credit. See the dealer for details. Expires 6/30/23.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.